Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's www.joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epting, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you're listening to a candid conversation on the Direct Impact Podcast. You've got Mary with us today, and we are talking about how tired we are of the new year, new you, thought process concept set up for failure. Just crappy myself. So what do we want to talk about?
Well, first off, Happy New Year, you know, everybody.
Happy New Year.
But I think, like you said it the best, of like this mindset of failure, because I think every year we come in, okay, fresh start, you know, and then mid-January, we haven't done the fresh start thing that we wanted. And now we feel like, okay, the year is just going to be over and crappy. It's not going to work. So just kind of maybe talking about like accepting where we are in our own journeys. How can we do that as we set goals, as we try to readjust as the new year comes?
Yeah. I just, again, want to go back to that whole like mindset of new year, new you. I think we immediately, I think what happens in our brains when it comes to fresh start is a very real thing. Mm-hmm. And so like, I want to honor that. And yes, we want to take advantage of that. Yeah. But guess what? Like Monday is that too.
Right.
This moment is that too. Right. Like every moment is a fresh start moment with that type of mindset. Yeah. And that's why I'm saying like, let's move away from like January 1 being that.
Right.
And like, let's let every day and maybe every midday, maybe every 12 hours, I don't know, like be a opportunity for self-reflection, evaluation, and know that, you know what, like maybe the beginning of the day was bad, but let's see how the end of the day is going to go.
Yeah.
I feel like when you look at an entire year, you're really setting yourself up for failure because you don't have a crystal ball. You don't know what this year's going to look like. You don't know what curveballs you're going to get, what seasons you're going to go through. And so like, it's kind of ridiculous. I think we can set up goals and we can set up structure. And that's why I really, really love the Plan to Recover Mini Journal, because it allows you to set up things in a small and measurable way.
Right.
To be like, who am I accepting where I am, and what small micro changes would I like to make in the next 90 days that gets me a little bit closer to my authentic self and to the type of person I know that I crave. I want to be. I know that it's part of my DNA. Yeah. Like, for instance, I am a nature girl. Like, I am an outdoors girl. Yeah. And whenever I think about that camper –
and how few times I have used it. Like, I just think I'm not being my authentic self. And so when you take out a journal and it's like, I'm going to actually make sure that three times while I'm doing in the next 90 days, I'm going to be camping.
Yeah.
And camping isn't just a one day event. It is setting things aside, setting things out, planning, finding the location, making fun, like, so there are micro steps every day to getting closer to what you want this 90 days or this whole year to look like. But who am I?
Right.
What do I need to do to get closer to that person?
Right. It kind of makes me think, like, when you talk about the journaling and, like, going camping and trying to set that as a goal for yourself, it makes me think of, like, when kids would set, like, the summer list of stuff to do. Like, okay, this whole summer we're going to do X, Y, Z. And I think that's a great thing for us to do, even, like you said, in the different seasons. Because in a year, we go through a lot of stuff. And those needs and wants shift. So to be able to put that somewhere in a calendar, a journal, or even just a piece of paper on the fridge, I think is great because it shows us, okay, I can work towards that. Like if it's going to the movies three times in the year, okay, well, pick the movie that we want to see maybe now and, you know, go from there.
Yeah. And I go back to, it's about identifying with your authentic self and your creation and your design. So like why is going to the movie three times important? Getting you closer to your authentic self, because to me, that's the mindset shift is not just, you know, I want to save, you know, X amount of dollars every month this year because next year I want to be financially stable. Like 100% great goals. You can accomplish that. But please do understand why. You know, like how is that getting you closer to who you are? And I think the answer is because you are responsible. You do want to prioritize things in life that a certain amount of comfortability with, you know, financial comfortability can provide. So like, but go deeper with it. Really, really go deep with it, because otherwise you will definitely fall off track.
No, I like that, going deeper with it, because when you bring up like finances, I know a lot of us are in the stressors of financial anxiety. You know, I'm there with all of our listeners, everybody out there. And it's hard for us to kind of get into that scarcity mindset of, okay, if I don't do this, then this is going to happen. Or if I do the one thing I like going to the movies, then I won't have for tomorrow. And I think it takes away from our moments of joy. And like you said, it puts a mind frame in us that, oh, I'm irresponsible. I'm not good with money. I'm just whatever that negative belief is. But here's the thing, like, I think we think like that is kind of like self-care, like, oh, I'm doing all these things for self-care. But recently I found somebody who reframed that for me, and I love it because they made it more of like a system reboot. Like you're rebooting the system, and that's just one layer of it, of is getting hair done, nails, going to the movies. Another one was like preventative care, you know, making sure that your health is you're taking your vitamins or whatever your preventative care looks like. And then I think third was maybe that finances, and fourth goes deeper. And I was like, I like that mindset because that puts us, we're taking care of self and reaching goals in different ways. It's not just this one big thing that we need to achieve, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's why I love our journal, is because it allows you to really focus for 90 days on three new behaviors, whether you want to emphasize a behavior and grow that behavior, make it automated, like automatic part of life, or you're trying to decrease it or get it out of your life or put it in what we call your inner circle, which is like the I never want to touch that again behavior. Three is plenty, and it's something that you do every day so that it does build new neurological networks that says, you know, I do this now, and I do it now without really thinking about it, and it has become ingrained and part of who I am, and this behavior does get me closer to my authentic self, my design, and so that's huge.
No, and I love really like what you're talking about, authentic self, because really I think we put a lot of blockers, like back to my point of like that negative belief of, no, let's get to why we want to do these things. Why do we want to go back to the movies? Is it just because, you know, we want to fill that need of, I haven't you know, been socializing out that way, enjoying something, or financial responsibility of, you know, I want to just take care of me in this way. Like, yeah, let's really understand what our self needs.
And so, like, even just using the example of financial responsibility, but it's like, what does that really offer you is the point. Mm-hmm. Like, money doesn't matter. Like, we don't want money just to have money.
Right.
We want money because of what it allows us to do with our lives. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, yeah. So like, what opportunities do you now create for yourself for more care, for more activity, mm-hmm. for more expression of
yeah.
self,
yeah,
really mm-hmm. for more time with the people we love. Right. Like, that's what it's about. Right. So, I mean, like, wealth building yeah. is about contributing more to the things you love and care about. That's mm-hmm. what it's about.
Yeah.
And if you go deeper with it, it's more sustainable. And it's all about automation and sustainability for the long haul. So right. it does become a deeper part of self. Right. Because if you just wake up in the morning, it's like, oh, new year, new me. And you've got mm-hmm. that whole, like, you know, dopamine pumping that says, I can do anything, but there's no structure in place.
Right.
Yeah, you can do anything for 10 seconds.
Right.
It's important that we put things into a system of structure, like
yeah.
we were talking about. And we believe that the Plan to Recover mini journal creates that structure for people. And so does a lot of different journaling practices yeah. and calendars. And there's a lot of different mm-hmm. ways, but put the work into it. And again, if you follow our EASY acronym, which we will link to mm-hmm. in the show notes, that is what is going to create sustainability for you through the year so that it does become automated. And not only is it automated, but it's personal. And if it's personal, it is fueling yourself.
Right. Yeah.
S-E-L-F.
Mm-hmm.
Self.
Yeah. No, and I think really, like, just work again. Encouragement for the new year, just find your authentic self,
mm-hmm.
work on that side of self, because mm-hmm. that self, it sounds like a lot of us need to love it and really accept it and get to know it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we're about here. We have a deep, deep, deep desire for you to find, know, love self and find who you're created to be and mm-hmm. what your passion and purpose is. Because once you are aligned with that, there is nothing stopping you.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe in you and want you to find that. So yeah. keep coming back. And we hope this podcast is one of the life-giving things you consume that gets you closer mm-hmm. to that.
Yeah.
So, you know, happy new year. We mm-hmm. believe in you. We want great things for you, but let's not get stuck in those old patterns of thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, happy new year, everybody.
Yeah. Happy new year. Thanks, guys.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right?
Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWaves Phototherapy Patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast. Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.